Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Taking on a team in the Texas Rangers, first place themselves in the American League's Western Division. They are one of the most prolific run-producing teams in all of Major League Baseball. So the Orioles are going to have their hands full with that offense. Grayson Rodriguez on the bump tonight against John Gray, who's been outstanding veteran right-hander for them. So things, we looked at the schedule going into May. Mm-hmm. Well, things are going to get difficult for the Orioles. And you have to be rational. And I'm looking at it like, yeah, you're right. Because the opposition level is picking them. You got Atlanta, you got Boston, you got Tampa, you got Toronto, you have the Yankees. Now you get into the American League East a little bit, and they've won four straight series against American League East foes. They lost the two out of three to Atlanta, the Braves, and the Braves are a good team. They split the four-game set last week at Camden Yards with the Angels. Angels are better than they have been. I'm not saying they're the 69 Orioles by any stretch, but they're better, and they have two of the best players in baseball, and it's Shohei Ohtani, maybe the best of them all. But they have gone through this May slate. 14 wins guarantees another winning month. Yep. They have the second best record in Major League Baseball. They're for real, and they're so far above 500 since Adley Rutschman joined the fray over a year ago. And now you have these young pitchers that are here. Grayson Rodriguez, that electric performance is coming. He's had two bad starts that have inflated that earned run average. But you see the potential. And once he gets the command under control, it's going to be lights out for this guy. They're a good defensive team. They never give up. They have 19 come from behind victories. Whether you like it or not, everybody, and most people, by the way, like it, they're a good team, and they're 16 games over 500, and they're formidable. And which makes them even more impressive to me, and this is selfish reasons, on this Featured Artist Friday, it's Tina Turner. I get to drink for free. So thank you, Orioles. If you want to get in, talk about what happened in the Bronx, feel free to do so at 410-583-1057. It is Memorial Day weekend. Orioles are outstanding. The farm system's doing well. Their studs are kicking some ass. So we got a lot of positive stuff going on with the Baltimore baseball team. Football team, expectations are high. OTAs resume next week. Open again on the 1st, which is Thursday. And we were talking about it yesterday. Lamar Jackson, you know, we expect he'll be doing more 11-11 sort of stuff.
Well, by the time we go, Bob, on Thursday, I would expect that we'll see him out there because they'll have had, I think next week they get three, four, three, and then the one is where they go bowling or do whatever. But he should be running the 11-on-11s. I'd be shocked if he wasn't at that time.
When do we start judging guys who aren't here yet? If we're not already. Because Humphrey and Kyle Hamilton were at football school.
Yeah, they've been there. Yeah.
Andrews has been gone.
Andrews and Zeitler and Stanley, Bob, I think they're the only ones that hadn't been around. So I'm guessing that with them, the week before... The OTA, yeah, because next week's June, right? So the following
two more OTAs and then the mandatory minicamp.
So Bob, I'm guessing that they'll all be in. Everybody on the team, my bet, A week from Monday.
Okay.
Where they'll be here for three practices and then the mandatory mini camp. That's what I'm betting. And maybe and hopefully they come this week. You know, is it important? To me, the only guy that I wanted to be, you know, even Harb says, yeah, I want all my guys here. But the guy that needed to be there was only one that needed to be there. And that's Lamar. Because it's new offense, new everything, perception, you got a new contract, all that stuff. And, you know, you talk about being I like being with my guys and all that. He needed to be there. And we've heard Roquan Smith talked about how important it was to be here. And that's your leader on the defense. So I would think, you know, your leader on the offense needs to do the same. And he did. So I'm cool with that. Now,
kind of bent about Andrews, though, personally, because Mike Preston wrote about it today in the Baltimore Sun, that Andrews apparently was starting to have some issues last year with his, decreased, involvement in the offense. But, you know, Greg Roman's not the OC anymore. It's Todd Monken.
Right. Doesn't he realize that, his tight end, at Georgia, he had two tight ends. One went, in the third round, and the other's going to be in the top 10 picks next year.
Yep.
And they were the leaders of the offense, and they caught all the balls. Because the thing with Todd Monken is, and, all Todd Monken knows about Mark Andrews is what he sees on film. So if he can come here, all right, you get a much better feel for a guy, when you're working with him every day, okay? Because you can kind of see, okay, here's what he can do, here's what he can't do, here's what I vision for him. So I would, he's got a contract. He's highly paid.
Yeah.
He doesn't have an excuse.
Exactly. The old Alice in Chains song. No excuses. It's Vinny and Haney. What up? Because we say about Lamar and the offense in general, when Mark Andrews is a prominent part of it, we anticipate for many years to come. It's Featured Artist Friday. Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It is Tina Turner. So what do you want to hear from her? Send your song request to the Plaza Port text line, and we will get it in as time permits. Jonas Schaefer, we'll talk Ravens with him coming up at 11 o'clock. Peter Schmuck's going to be joining us for BaltimoreBaseball.com. We're going to talk about what's happening in the world of the Orioles. And he's been down on the farm, too. We talk about this prolific farm system. He's seen it up close and personal, so we're going to talk about that more. Got a lot to get to. Be part of the fun here on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Work sucks. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Featured Artist Friday. We didn't even go to a vote on this one. I made an executive decision, or we did. Tina Turner passed away at the age of 83 a couple of days ago. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, rightfully so. Said it on the show before. My dad, who's 83 himself, said that she's the greatest performer he's ever seen. And he's seen the Temptations. He saw Paul McCartney live back in the day with Wings at the Cap Center. He's seen Elvis. He's seen them all. He said she was the greatest performer he's ever seen.
Ken Singleton said that yesterday. Yeah. I saw her live, you know, and it was cool because it was a small environment. And, you know, she puts on, we probably had like, I don't know, it was Larry King's fundraiser. And I wasn't far from her. I mean, she puts on an awesome, she was great.
Yep. And will always live as one of the great entertainers this country's ever produced. So we're paying tribute to Tina Turner here on The Fan. So send your request to Nolan McGraw, Plaza Sports Text Line, and he'll play it. And I'm assuming we're going to get so many that we might even not even have time to get to them all through the course of the next 3 hours and 40 minutes, whatever we got going on. But the Orioles win last night 3-1. They win 2 out of 3 from New York. I'm sure we're going to get to we should have swept the series, pain in the asses. And I'll listen to some level. It's 162 games. What do you think the Yankees are feeling right now? They came from behind, win it on Tuesday. Then they blow their big lead. They're walking away today going, damn, should have won the series.
Yeah.
Instead, we lost it. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's happening?
Man, my only regret is not betting you gentlemen Jack instead of half a gallon. That's my regret, man, because you know you're going down, right?
Yeah, you said 90. What do we got here? We're at 33.
That's
57 more to go there, Ray, with a lot of baseball left to be played here. The 33-17, that's 50 games. Have 112 left.
Yeah, it's just I'm looking forward to that that Jack, that half a gallon of Jack.
And I'm gonna be, you and I will be the two happiest dudes when I'm handing you that bottle for sure, because I'm looking forward to that.
I appreciate it, man. The one thing I want to say real quick before I ask Vinny, the question I'm going to ask him: Yankees fans and fans around baseball, even the fans here, people need to stop being surprised about this team. Stop calling them baby birds. They're for real. They're a legit team. They're legit players. They're here to stay. Stop acting like we're all surprised. Like, oh, Lord, because the Orioles won another series. Listen, you know, I understand there are young fans that, you know, all they know, and I don't blame them, all they know is the 14 straight losing seasons when they started to become aware of the Orioles. So I don't blame them for looking at the Orioles in that light. But this is a good team, and ever since Adley Rutschman been up, people need to stop acting surprised. They won, you know, doggone near 100 games. But my question to you, because I know the phone line's going to be rocking today, I got to ask Vinny an executive question.
Yeah, go ahead.
More relating to baseball, but it's an executive question. What do you do with Jackson Holliday? Because he is doing something that's unprecedented for a person that would not be 20 years old until December. What do you do with Jackson Holliday as far as slowing them down? Because it's only inevitable. I mean, you see the Colton Cowles and stuff that, you know, y'all me can't comment on it, but he's blatantly ready to come up. But because of service time manipulation, he can't come up. So, you know, the bottom line is, what do you do with a kid that, you know, he's pretty much hitting 300 on every level? You know what I mean? And how does it, have you seen this precedent in football before? And I'll talk to you fellas on Tuesday.
There's Ray, man. He mic drops, as Ray. Always. It's different with football, though.
I would say it's
first
more
pick in the draft of football is your right. He's starting for you.
Let's take a look at, like, Jack Hughes, NHL. He was the first pick in the draft by the Devils at 18.
There you go.
And struggled. And he came up right away, and he struggled. You know, he needed to get bigger, stronger. Now, year one, year two, struggled, but played okay, but missed time. Now, this year, had 100 points. Year three, took off. And I'm guessing Jackson, if he came up next year, if he did, he'll have his inconsistencies, I'm guessing, you know, for a year, 2 years, and then he'll be that guy.
After last night's 1-for-4 Holliday with a run scored, they were talking about high A Aberdeen. He's hitting almost 400, and his OPS is like 12-11. That's on-base percentage, slugging percentage combined. That's Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds level production. That means you're getting on base a ton, and when you do hit the ball, you're hitting it for doubles and homers and triples. You're forcing and forcing your will on the opposing team.
Well, Bob, if I remember right, when he got sent to Aberdeen, everybody says that, you know, guys struggle there when they first come up.
Gunnar Henderson did.
Yeah, you know, but he hasn't.
No, he's raking.
Yeah.
Like last year, Kerstad did. Because Kerstad was putting slow pitch softball numbers at Delmarva. Goes to Aberdeen, scuppled a little bit. By the way, Heston Kerstad feeling the Vinny and Henny bump as he's been raking at three hits the other night for the Bowie Bay Sox. But Jackson Holliday, for the record, Colton Cowser's on the IL with Norfolk. He's dealing with, I believe it's a hammy. And so is Kyle Stowers with a shoulder, or it's a quad for Cowser. But Cowser's going to be in Baltimore this year. Mark my words, Cowser will be in Baltimore because as this continues, second best record in baseball. And by the way, they've had the second best record in baseball for quite some time now. This isn't something that's slowly creeping. They've kind of been creeping at Tampa's heels since they took two out of three from them. They're going to bust a move, I think. I don't know who the pitcher is, Vinny. But because now, again, expectations change. You're not just happy to be there. And no, they're not the baby birds. Henderson's young. Mm-hmm. Grayson Rodriguez is young. But everybody else, Rutschman's 25 over a year of service time. Everyone else is kind of a vested. McKenna's in his past mid-20s. They're not babies anymore.
Bob, let's just say that Holliday stays the same. Okay. And when will they put him, let's say in a month he goes to Bowie and he kicks ass in Bowie he's batting 400 in Bowie too. Does he go to Norfolk? You know, he's going to be on a faster track than anybody they've had.
Well, it's a meritocracy as we've seen because Henderson made it last year ahead of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Grayson Rodriguez would have been here last year. He got hurt.
Right.
Around June time, I believe it was. I'm guessing, could be wrong, Holliday gets to Bowie and stays at Bowie
for the rest.
And then next year goes to spring training, see how it goes, starts at Norfolk. We might probably see him in Baltimore in 2024.
Is there any way, Bob, that whatever he could do where he could be the shortstop next year? Anything that he does that's, and he goes, because he's going to be at spring training and say, he has a great year, wherever he finishes this year, and then he goes to spring training and rakes at spring training, fields great at spring training, is there any way that he would get the opportunity next year?
I don't think it's an impossible thing.
Have they ever had anybody 19?
Manny was 20, I believe, when he got called up.
Yeah.
But, they are loaded at shortstop. Joey Ortiz. You still have Mateo, even though he's been brutal offensively here. But
they don't have anybody like Holliday at shortstop.
Defensively, Ortiz is better than him. Defensively, Mateo might be arguably the best defensive shortstop in baseball. That still counts.
Ortiz will be gone, Bob.
In what capacity? Maybe. We can't assume that. Maybe Westberg could be the guy to get traded. You don't know. Maybe Mateo is the guy that gets traded.
He needs to start hitting.
Yeah, but, Jackson Holliday, remember, we want Andrew Jones. We want Drew Jones.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of this. And we'll talk to, by the way, Kylie McDaniel from ESPN later in the show, who is an expert on this sort of thing. Because you didn't really have a clear-cut number one. Like, Rutschman was kind of the number one guy.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
It was Rutschman and Witt, right?
Those two. But yeah. Gunnar Henderson is kind of, pulled into the Witt category.
Yeah, no doubt.
But Jackson Holliday, I think, has far distanced himself.
What's Jones doing? Is he...
At last I checked, and full disclosure, I don't look at his box scores every night because he's not in the Orioles farm system. 10 to 20, something like that. And he's still a teenager himself, by the way. He could turn out to be a stud like his old man was. But Jackson Holliday, beastly. But it's a meritocracy. And I don't know if they're going to manipulate service time. They could. That's a John Angelos and Mike Elias decision on whether or not you're willing to start pay players. but it's not a football. Apples and oranges, baseball, football.
No, I agree.
Number
with
one
that.
Pick in the draft.
It was closer with hockey.
Yeah, because most Bryce of those, Young's going to be the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers.
Last year, Bob, the first pick of the draft in hockey, he went back to Michigan and played two more years.
Yeah. So
then he went up.
Sure. 5-7 the Fed. We're taking a break. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Looks like I'm going to be gloating here in a couple of minutes as well. Ravens at OTAs next week. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh, and we're going to hear from Lamar. We're going to hear from the rest. Hey, the Orioles are good. They're good, Ken. Enjoy it, because it's going to last for a while. It's Featured Artist Friday. And as Ed Norris texted, it's Tina Turner. Let me see, make sure I get this correct, because I want to credit Ed properly. First black artist and first woman to ever grace the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. So the tributes are coming, and rightfully so.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. So.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
Tina Turner.
So in love.
The great Al Green song.
You
featured Artist Friday, celebrating the life and the career. Illustrious one at that, of Tina Turner. Sadly passed away a couple of days ago. We're paying tribute here on The Fan. You want to get in, song request, send it to the Plaza Sport text line. 410-583-1057. Jonas Schaefer joining us top of the hour. From the Baltimore Banner, get his impressions of OTAs that were open to the media this week. Also talking about the Orioles, who won last night 3-1 behind Kyle Gibson's brilliant performance. Our boy Mike Bauman, that outstanding inning of relief. Yep. Yennier Cano picked up the save, gave up a run, walked a guy. Oh, my God, he is human after all. And Hazy just missed a 3-run bomb, hit the top of the fence in right field, Yankee Stadium. So, bouncing back nicely, thank you very much, after a disappointing series opening loss, but 5-1 on the road trip. Texas coming to town. As the young kids say, Nolan, you're a young kid, aren't you? Now you're in your late 20s.
Young at heart.
To us, everyone's young kids, but is don't sleep on the Rangers still a relevant phrase here, or is that kind of corny now?
You can use don't sleep.
Don't sleep on the Rangers.
Yeah. I don't know if that's really tied to the youth, though. I mean, I feel like people have been saying that forever.
Trust me, when I was your age, I never used that term, don't sleep on
don't
this.
Sleep don't on. Sleep on.
I was like, don't sleep on my couch because you'll piss all over because you've been drinking all night. That's the only time I said the word don't sleep or you're trying to wake your girlfriend up. Don't sleep. Don't sleep. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, but we digress. Let's get out to the phones. Orioles are red hot. Go to Willie and Crofton. Willie, what's happening? Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody, by the way.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day. Listen, man, you and Vinny are worth the price of admission. Love the show.
Thank you.
Look here, man. This is why I'm confident about the Orioles. Michael Jordan, for 7 years, he was in all-out blood wars against the Bad Boys of Detroit, the Celtics, Magic, so on and so forth. That 7 years, he was so tough. After that, people couldn't do anything with him, and he just started winning championships. Same thing with the Orioles. They are in the toughest, bloodthirsty division in the MLB. And when we started from ground zero, starting over, those kids had to deal with the Yankees, Toronto, Red Sox, so on and so forth. But now we start to see the fruits of their labor. That's why they don't blink when they see all these other so-called tough guy teams coming up. They're hard, man, and they ain't going to do nothing but keep going straight up. That's why I ain't worried about it.
All right, Willie, great call. And like Santander and Hayes and Mountcastle, they've had their brains beat in during their young major league careers, and they're not intimidated at all. I mean, Mountie went yard the other night. Santander drove in the first run last night. Hayes almost hit a three-run homer, but it was a two-run double. They're not overwhelmed by anybody anymore.
Bob, I think it's almost been a 180. I think when other teams come in now, they're like, damn, they're – you know, we got to be ready for them. They're good.
Even Nestor Cortez, who pitched for the Orioles briefly in 2018 as a Rule 5 guy, did not pitch well. He was young, got sent back to New York, became an all-star last year. He said after the game Wednesday, it's not the organization I played for.
Right.
He said, this is a way different team, much more talent, seems to be heading in the right direction in regards to leadership, paraphrasing a little bit. I mean, 5 years later, they were one of the worst teams in the history of baseball, and now here they are, at least as we sit on May the 26th, one of the best teams in baseball.
Well, I mean, like when you hear Hyder talk after games and stuff, I mean, he talks about, you know, how much fun they have in the clubhouse. And
he Hyder's watch the games. You see him in there.
And Hyder's a different dude, too. When he, you know, I mean, he's a much – well, he knows he's got bullets in his gun.
But as opposed to, I mean, we remember, and I felt bad for him, some of the post-game press conferences, you know, how am I supposed to compete? I mean, right. I don't have like a major league team playing in that division, as Willie pointed out, which is one of the best. You know what team's taking its lumps right now? It's Toronto.
Yeah.
They're already holding team meetings.
Yeah.
After the Rays got right against them.
A manager's getting fired next.
Well, they already whacked the guy last year, brought him in. Yeah, look, 2 years in a row, I picked them to win the division. They did make the playoffs. They went quietly last year, but they're in last place right now. Now, if they were in the AL Central, they'd be in business, but they're not.
Well, you know what's kind of interesting? Like, listening to Boone yesterday, you know, and why he got riled up in the third inning, Bob, was, you know, he's trying to say, I'm shocked that I got thrown out because the ump's got to know the intensity of this game. You know, and I think only playing 13 times, you know, and we talked about it yesterday. It's like playoff atmosphere when you're playing the other teams in the division. And, you know, I think the importance of the games is a lot different now in the division when you're only playing them 13 times.
And if you're in the West or you're in the Central, you're feeling it because their American League East is pissed at beating up on each other. They're taking it out on you. By the way, Edwin Moscoso.
Yes, the ump.
Oh, my God.
He stinks.
Moscoso, or if I'm mispronouncing your name, my friend, I apologize, but he sucked for both teams.
Well, it was funny.
I mean, Gunnar had he got six strikes and walked.
Jim Palmer goes, it was funny listening to Jim Palmer. He goes, damn, that was a strike. Because the pitcher walked off, you know, and then he threw the next one. Jim goes, that was even better than the last one. And he walked off again. And then he threw the third one. And Jim goes, whoa, you know, and then like you said, then he walked. I'm like, damn, this guy's got to be related to
Boone's. Like, you blew four strikeouts. If you're on the phone, tight, we'll get you when we come back. Orioles take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. They go 5-1 through Toronto and through the Bronx. Now they're back home against the best team in the AL West, the best offensive team run production-wise in Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers. So stay tuned for that. Jonas Schaefer, we're talking Ravens with him as we hit the Memorial Day weekend. All is right in the Ravens' world, isn't it? Or, you know, are there concerns? We're talking about that.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Here on the Fan.
One day trades.
3 cents a share. That's $3.
You cheap.
And one plays scratch offs.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose.
If they still work here, you can bet they're in the bin. Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
In your eyes, I get along. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Featured artist Friday. It's Tina Turner celebrating her life and career. Get in here. Contribute to the cause. Plaza Sports tax line at 410-583-1057. Jonas Schaefer talking Ravens with him. Top of the hour. Whip around coming up 11:15. A lot going on in the world of sports last night. Nobody went fishing last night. Matter of fact, NBA, NHL, they stayed alive.
Yeah.
To borrow a phrase from the Bee Gees way back when. Orioles win 3-1 over the Yankees in the Bronx. Win that series 2-1. Won me a 30-pack of Mick Ultra, which last I checked is now worth $500. So a cue come correct with the booze here. And we'll settle up, not today, but certainly at some point in time. Baltimore baseball tonight, getting you ready for the Rangers, by the way, tonight at Pickles. Me, Jim Hunter, Nolan McGraw. I'm expecting a Memorial Day Friday night crowd of a lot of people. Pickles will be jammed. We're coming, Tom. We're going to be there, Tom. Inside Access going to be there at 2 o'clock, so we're going to get the party started 105.7 The Fan style starting at 2. So get on. It's going to be a beautiful night for baseball.
Yep. And Norm, the nice thing is for you now, you got a much shorter drive home from Pickles.
I'll still drop the equipment off, so. But still, yeah, shorter than going to PA for sure.
And then you're going to bring the radio stuff with you, too.
What do you mean?
The equipment. Am I the only one paying attention?
No, I'm dropping it off here.
All right, let's get out to the phones because that would just burn a couple of title tracks.
Went over his head.
Oh, big time. Let's go to James in Baltimore. James, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Doing great.
Look, Hyder was so right yesterday after the game when he called this team Bulldogs. I mean, I've been hearing a lot about, you know, our series opener records, and I think we've won 13 out of our 16. But I looked this today, just double check, out of our three losses, what happened in those series, and it's against the Rays, the Angels, and then now the Yankees. And in all those series, we came back and won 2 in a row. Obviously, Angels we tied, but this team just refuses to lose series. I mean, they're always in games, and you know, I haven't been around forever to see all the great Orioles teams, but I still struggle to think of an Orioles team with this much tenacity ever.
Well, and you bring up a great point, James. Thanks for the call on Baltimore baseball tonight, last night, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Jim Hunter brought up the fact in series, the consistency that the Orioles have had. They've had a 3-game losing streak, which is their longest of the year, which they have since gone 11-4. Since that happened, they haven't been swept yet, and two of the three series losses were in the first month of the season. In the Atlanta series loss, probably should have won that one. There were a couple of tough L's in that series. And look, against the Angels aren't half bad. Right. Now, they just took care of the Red Sox in the first game of that series. They got Ohtani. They got Shohei. What, 5 for 6 and a million RBIs, whatever it was. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. And they split that series, and, you know, they bounced back nicely. Thank you very much. Consistency in series. And it's the time-honored baseball term or adage. You win your series, you're going to finish a bazillion games above 500. You take 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4, or split 4. I mean, you got to avoid these long losing streaks. We talked to Ken Singleton yesterday, Oriole Hall of Famer, the 83 world champs. They had 2 7-game losing streaks that year.
Yeah.
And wound up winning the division, going away, and ultimately winning the last world championship on record in Orioles history. But yes, to your point, there is a bulldog. They have 19 come-from-behind victories this year. 19 of the 33 are of the come-from-behind variety.
And I think Hyder's mentioned that a number of times, like his guys never give up. They, you know, they always feel like they're in the game, and they've – because, Bob, the thing about it is when you've done it a couple of times, come from behind, then you feel like you're never out of it. You know, I mean, you're down 5-1. Okay, you know, we're down 5-1 early. We've been here before, guys. We can do it, you know, and then you continue to do that, and you just have the confidence – that it's going to happen. Hey, we're down 6-1. No problem, you know.
Started seeing it last year.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Baltimore. It's Wanda. Wanda, how are you on this Featured Artist Friday? Happy Memorial Day weekend to you and the family.
Happy Memorial Day to you, too, and I'm feeling great. Thank you. I just have a quick message for Q in reference to Tuesday night's loss when he was so happy. Just let him know the same things that make you laugh will make you cry.
Thank you, Wanda. And by the way, Joe and Woodbury, you should have got in on that bet, too, because Q called you out. Speaking of Q, let's go to Pikesville and bring in Q. Q, what's happening, my man? Happy Featured Artist Friday.
Hey, good day, fellas. Hey, Wanda, I love you, too, man. I love you, too. End of the day, man.
It's all fun and sports talk.
Of course, man. End of the day, man. This series boils down to one inning, and that goes the Bombers' way. That eighth inning in game two, that was it. People could say, well, the O's should have won game one. Negative. It was a bad pitch. Actually, it was a good pitch.
For
and
Judge.
Judge did what he did. And,
it was a bad pitch. It was hanging over the plate. Yeah. So to your point.
No, it was inside of his hands. It was
I could reverse it saying it went down to one pitch or the Orioles sweep that series.
No.
Could go either way,
He
dude.
Threw his best pitch. He threw his best
it
pitch.
Was hang, it was a hanging cutter, man. Or
he threw his best pitch the two before that one. It was swings and misses.
It was a hanger. You know.
Judge, you just got to tip your cap. But that second game, that one inning where y'all scored 8, that's no excuse. That was just bad bullpen pitching.
Yep.
Point blank, period. So
clutch hitting, too.
At the end of the day, yeah, y'all won, but I'm not ready to, me personally, because I heard this kid Ray earlier call in saying they're not the baby birds no more. No, it doesn't work that way, my man. You got to put in the work and gain that notoriety on a consistent basis. I don't want to hear in the middle. I don't want to hear in the middle of May.
Come on, Q. Q, come on, man. Since Rutschman came up, they're like 29 games above 500. They're kind of proving that they're for real.
I'm not taking nothing away from your parade this year, but this is just 1 year. Do this consistently. So, y'all still a baby birds. But listen, it's a problem, though.
It's sort of like the Jets, if we want to flip
exactly.
the script.
Exactly. Yeah. If we go out and make the postseason this year, people still going to disrespect my team. Even if we go out and win a Super Bowl, people still going to disrespect us. We got to earn
the That's right. Like the Ravens have earned respect going to the playoffs every year,
Absolutely,
basically,
yeah.
A couple Super Bowls. Yeah, you got
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So, I mean, just getting to the playoffs is just not that. So, I mean,
correct.
I took my cap and all that. So, but until then, y'all still a baby birds. Now, listen,
we're going to settle up next week, or can you be here by 2?
I'm coming in now. I got to attend to my kids. But before I attend to my kids, I'm going to come drop it off. But the issue is,
awesome.
None of the liquor stores around me in Randallstown, I can't find the light. I know you like the light. People stop selling
those. Mick Ultra.
Nah, I got the Mick Ultra, but you said before.
I don't need no Bud Light. No, I don't need Bud Light. No.
No, not Bud Light. You had Mick Ultra Light, correct?
No, Mick Ultra.
Oh, I thought it was a light that I was buying before. Nah,
well,
so
Michelob Ultra is light, basically. If it got any lighter, I'd be drinking water here.
All right, cool. I got you.
And then he'd be peeing every 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to stop up there now before I go see my kids.
All right, sounds good, man.
All right, Q.
Paid his debt.
Call before because nobody's here, Q. You got to text Bob.
Yeah. Text Nolan, because Nolan's the one who's going to be letting you in. All right, coming up top of the hour, Jonas Schaefer is going to be joining us, talk some Ravens with him as OTAs were open to the media a couple of days ago. What were his observations from it? And then we'll look ahead to what might be happening on Thursday, June the 1st. And should we start giving Mark Andrews the business a little bit for not being here yet? Whip around coming up at 11:15. If you want to join us, you can. 410-583-1057. Orioles' second best record in baseball, have had it for quite some time. 5-1 road trip. Now they come home. Texas Rangers await. By the way, they're pretty good, especially offensively.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.